If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time to check in with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, for the weekly warnings, the scams, the spams. Steve, good morning. We were just talking with Richard Roper about Chicago ranking worst in the nation for porch piracy. Tell us how to avoid being plundered.
Well, good morning, Bob. That's right. Thanks for having me on today. That's a big problem in our area, and everybody thinks, Bob, it doesn't happen in their area. It happens in some other town. But we're hearing from reports all over Chicago and northern Illinois. So it's imperative that you make sure that you know when the package is coming, to have maybe a neighbor get the package if you're not available, or have it sent to one of their ship boxes, the shipping centers, free of charge, and you can go pick it up at your convenience. But I think sometimes people even leave things at the door, and I'll get it later, and they forget about it and stays overnight, and they don't think about it. So as soon as it comes, we want consumers to make sure they get to it, because it's really a big problem in our area right now. It's going to increase up to the holidays, Bob, as you know.
Also, right now, you've got holiday travel scams, charity scams. Fill us in on what to watch out for, Steve.
Yeah, we've got past Giving Tuesday as well, but the charities will continue to solicit throughout December as well. We want consumers to give, but give wisely. So make sure you're donating to a charity that you know and trust, and somebody that you have done some background check on them, not just by getting a phone call from them and telling you who they are. Make sure you do your own homework on them, because it could be a charity with a similar name, or it could be a fake telemarketer just trying to get your credit card. And the same thing kind of holds true, like you said, Travel Tuesday just occurred, but there'll be travel scams throughout December for the holidays. Make sure you're dealing with a reputable site, and don't just click on those links in an email or those side ads that appear on your screen, because, Bob, as you know, you never know where they're going.
Yeah. It's easy to get tricked. You want the official airline, hotel, or travel company website, don't you?
You do, exactly. And so many times people go to Google, and the first two are the advertisements, and they think that's actually truly a response. It's not. So be very careful on those.
Yeah, very easy to get into that trap. It's shopping time, and of course, people shop online these days, and this is a big money scam for a lot of con artists, right?
Yeah, buying online, it's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of fake websites. Consumers don't realize how many websites out there that are fraudulent and fake and sell counterfeit items. So you got to know the retailer. You got to know the company itself behind it. And especially when you click on those links, you don't know where it's going. So it's advisable not to click on the links. Go to the store's website directly.
Tell us why these buy now, pay later deals are kind of sketchy sometimes.
Well, sometimes they are sketchy as well. The consumers don't have the money. They buy now and they pay later. So sometimes a lot of people call them a huge trap for customers, many of them who are deeply in debt already and just get further in debt. So we explain to consumers to make sure you stick with a budget and purchase things that you actually can't afford. And if you buy now, pay later, you're going to end up paying for it down the road with sometimes extra fees incurred, and you get in over your head and after the holidays, and then we see that time and time again every year, Bob.
We're going to get a little more snow again next week, so it's a good time to remind people about the snow removal scams that you hear about.
Yeah, we're hearing that all the time, Bob. People knock at your door, they'll say they'll do shoveling, they'll be back, or they'll send a plow later, and nobody ever shows up. So if anybody's asking, come to your door, it's the same thing like in person, or the same thing if you're doing online. You want to check them out, do the research on them. You just don't do business with the first person who walks up to your door, no matter what they say. And if they ask for cash only, Bob, that's usually the tip-off, the rip-off. They want the money, and then they'll run and never come back.
Mm-hmm. You can always check out businesses at the Better Business Bureau website, bbb.org. And you can also get information and post good, positive reviews about a legitimate business, can't you?
You do, Bob. Yeah, most of us don't think of us as a review site, but we do have many reviews at the BBB, and most of them are positive reviews on accredited businesses, and we also are a referral agency. So if you do need a business, you need a waterproofer, or you need a heating company, a heating contractor, you go to the Better Business Bureau website and get a list of companies that are accredited, that meet our standards, and it's easier to do business with them.
BBB.org for that. Steve Burness, thank you as always. Talk to you again next week.
Have a great day, Bob.
You too.